This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. While Congress enjoys its summer break, a vacation they left on, by the way, without deciding how or whether to fund a Zika prevention bill, mosquitoes in South Florida keep on doing what mosquitoes do. There are travel warnings up for parts of Miami. Florida Governor Rick Scott has scheduled a trip to Washington after Labor Day to try to get Congress to focus on this. Dr. Peter Daszak, though, is a disease ecologist. He's the president of the nonprofit EcoHealth Alliance. He's been studying diseases like Zika for 20 years, and he believes they can be stopped. So we got him on the phone the other day, and I asked him, first of all, what's to be done about Zika and Miami?
Well, without a doubt, we need to deal with the current crisis, and it will be a crisis. You know, pandemics are pretty inevitable in the way we spread. We can predict those patterns of spread. But once they're here, you've got cases, you've got people who have to go to the hospital. It's going to cost money, and we've got to try and deal with it and reduce the number of cases. But what I'm saying is we also need to get ahead of the curve. Let's actually spend some funds right now getting ready for what's coming next. We know what wildlife carry these pathogens. We know where they are on the planet. We know who really is going to be the first to get infected. Let's build capacity in those hotspot countries, and let's have a global virome project that identifies every potential threat.
You have said in the past that once we get to the point we're at now with an infectious disease, where it's a crisis, it's basically already too late. You got to get out in front of these things. The question to you then is, how do you do that?
What we're trying to do is just understand more about the problem. I mean, I think it's crazy that we just sit here and kind of wait for these things to happen, and then they hit us, and we have this huge economic loss as well as mortality events. And then we respond to it. We've got to get ahead of the curve on these things.
Well, and you actually, the EcoHealth Alliance, you have a predictive mapping system, I guess, where you can find the hotspots and say, yeah, it's probably going to be here and it's going to be there. Tell me about that.
We predict there's about 1.3 million unknown viruses that have the potential to infect people. So we produced a map. We analyzed all previous emerging diseases. There's about 500 of them. What we find are two major factors. First of all, where humans are doing things to the environment more and more, and where there are lots of wildlife species that carry unknown viruses. They're the hot spots for emerging diseases. They tend to be developing countries in the tropics. But because we're so globalized, these things just emerge and spread really rapidly. I just think that in 50 years' time, people will look back and say, wow, the end of the pandemic era, those guys really had a problem with pandemics. They didn't face up to it until then. And once they did, they dealt with them.
Do you actually believe that, though? I mean, because it's so tempting to just, if it's not right in front of our faces, we as a species like to put our fingers in our ears and go, la, 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 and not deal with it. I mean, look at climate change, for crying out loud.
If you look at some numbers, look, we're talking economics, $3 to $7.3 trillion if we get a severe pandemic flu outbreak, 5 to 12.5% loss of GDP, and 70 to 142 million deaths. That's devastating to our global population. Climate change is going to be severe in the future, but these pandemics are hitting us right here and now. And you've only got to look at Ebola to say that's a complete breakdown of law and order. So I think we will deal with it.
It has to be cheaper to fight it in advance, right? To do the predictive expenditures versus doing it reactive and, you know, just to pick Ebola again, sending all that money and men and material and resources to a place after it's already a crisis?
I think it is going to be cost effective. In fact, we did some number crunching on this, and we estimate it'll be 10 times return on investment for a preventive program. Now, to prevent all of them is going to be a real tough challenge, but just preventing 10% would save us billions of dollars over the next few years.
Peter Daszak is the president of the environmental health nonprofit. It's called EcoHealth Alliance. Peter, thanks very much for your time.
Great talking to you, Kai.